You are about to embark on a journey of sound and humor, a quiz show like no other, a step beyond the capabilities of what we understand, entertainment on a level unmatched by others, a cast of many, a talent of few. Sit back and enjoy as this is the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
Don't be an idiot. Listen to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
I like two things, building a wall and listening to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show, whatever the hell that is.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
The Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is remarkable. The best thing on this planet.
Hi, it's Elton. I love a good man. As you all know, they don't get any better than Retro Mike Kennedy. He seems to me he's loved his life like a candle in the wind.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show. It drives me gaga.
Hi, it's The Rock. The Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is my favorite show, and Retro Mike Kennedy is my hero.
Get the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show out of your goddamn mouth.
I hereby declare the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show open.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show with your host, Retro Mike Kennedy. The one and only, of course. The handsome, the debonair, the smart, the witty. Couldn't make it today, so you got me instead. Retro Mike Kennedy here on the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show. And we are from the lovely county of Northampton.
Northampton.
No, they don't sound like that. That's more.
It just feels seasonable. You just went into walking through the town. It was just like,
I want it to be Northampton.
Yeah, that's more Bristolian or kind of Devonshire.
But I didn't get any more weird looks than I already get.
That's true, yeah. That's just because they recognise you from Crime Watch.
Exactly.
So anyway, Northampton was once the capital of England. And that, we've started this off with a bang, really. Yeah, Northampton was considered the capital of England when it was captured from the Danes in 913. So 13 minutes past nine of last night. And remained so for nearly two centuries, although various settlements have made claims to be in the capital from varying degrees of recognition. So lots of people think they were the original capital of Great Britain, of course. Activity has been recorded in Northampton all the way back to the oldest period of human existence. The Paleolithic era is considered the earliest period of human activity in history. The artifacts from that time has been found in Northamptonshire, and this shows evidence of human activity in the region of 800,000 years ago.
God.
And tools from then have been dated back to the middle of the Stone Age, around 10,000 BC and 4,000 BC. So, Jen, if you lost any of them, we found them. Okay, they're safe. Three people accused of witchcraft was arrested after being found riding on the back of a pig. Angus Brown, John Brown, and Mary Barber, Arthur Bill, and Helen Jenkinson were accused of crimes such as bewitching a local noblewoman and murdering a child and livestock by sorcery in 1612, or 12 minutes past four. Three of them were found riding the back of a sow when they were arrested, and were later found guilty and hanged for their crimes in what became known as the Northamptonshire Witch Trials. And a similar event happened in Wales, but involved three men riding a sheep, but it was called a party.
Don't get any ideas, Andrew.
Heads of those convicted in the failed gunpowder plot were put on display in Northampton. Of the group of men who planned and failed to assassinate King James I as part of the gunpowder plot were Robert Catesby and Thomas Percy. The duo were shot during a gunfight and ensued after authorities procured their names from Guy Fawkes, as the key conspirator. Their bodies, although originally buried in Northampton, were exhumed and decapitated under the instruction of the Earl of Northampton, and their heads put on display. A third alleged conspirator, Francis Tresham, died while in custody awaiting trial from possibly a urinary tract infection. Although he protested his innocence until his death, his head was also cut off and placed alongside those of Catesby and Percy. The three heads were displayed where Northampton Police Station now stands. So if you saw them, you could say, hello, hello, hello.
You really like that one, Jen, didn't you?
Hello, hello.
As the show progresses, the jokes are getting worse, aren't they? I was very tired when I wrote this last night. A majority of the town of Northampton was destroyed during the Great Blaze in 1675. A spark from an open flame in a house in St. Mary Street quickly engulfed over two-thirds of the town in what was dubbed the Great Fire of Northampton.
Doesn't quite have the same ring as London.
No, but witnesses' accounts described it as being more furious and more destructive than the Great Fire of London, whereas Billy Marsh's Marshmallows describes it as the best day of sales in the year. The only person in America to be subjected to death by pressing was from Northampton. So Britain's first ever car chase took place in Northampton in 1899, or 99 minutes past six. Frederick John Phillips pretended to be with the Barnum and Bailey Circus, promising shop owners free tickets to the local show if they put up posters advertising the troop's arrival, such as the fat lady or the bearded lady. Sorry, John. The bearded lady. He went around collecting up front deposits from them before attempting to flee with the money. Sergeant McLeod waved down a local traitor, William Herbert Harrison, one of the three people in the Northampton to own a car at the time. The duo sped after Phillips in the latter's 3.5 horsepower Benz, breaching the 15-mile-an-hour mark.
How did they get that fast?
Well, they caught Phillips eventually after a few miles outside the town, but he was acquitted of all crimes when he went to trial and the glove didn't fit on his hand.
Why didn't they use a horse to chase him? You could go faster on a horse.
I just can't believe you didn't get that punchline.
My brain just went to the horse.
I should repeat the punchline. It's a car pursuit, and they went to court, and the glove didn't fit on the hand. So he was acquitted. Oh, my God. This is going to be a long show.
His glove didn't fit on his hand.
Talking to people I'd like to run away from, let's meet the team.
Straight from the nursing home, it's Jenny Wenny. He's so young, he's basically a fetus. It's little baby Luke. He's here because we have his passport. It's Adrian. He's finished his community service, so has nothing to do. It's Joe.
Okay, Luke is loving his day in Northampton, and as a responsible adult, you know, as I'm bigging you up, I'm not treating you as a child, he took himself to the shops, he caught the bus all by himself, and he came back all by himself.
Well done.
Now, if he would only take himself to the toilet on his own, that's the next stage.
Goodness me.
Technically, that's paedophilia, isn't it, really, or anything like that? Okay. Jenny's not very good with direction. She found herself lost in Northampton's Market Square today for hours. While standing on the corner looking for views, she managed to make £3.50 from a kind blind man who thought she was a man. Joe has not been well today and spent most of the day as white as a ghost. It came about after we visited the famous old jail and courts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been there many times.
Adrian is loving his day here. He went on a sightseeing tour with a local tour host and history legend, Max Davison. Adrian has mentioned how he's enjoyed very much being taken up various passages and had a bit of history put in him.
You say a bit. There's more.
Anyway, let's play our first game.
Is it taller, bigger, or smaller? Smaller or bigger or taller? Bigger, taller, smaller? You get the point. I'm a lyric muse. Bigger, taller, smaller. What will you choose?
Okay, our first game is called Bigger, Taller, Smaller. Now, in this game, the teams will be given a series of things they will have to put in a particular order. Sort them in order I suggest to them. Could be oldest to youngest, tallest to smallest. Bigger is for Luke, as this is what his waistline is getting. Smaller is just a common phrase Joe hears all the time from ladies.
They want it smaller. Not that it is smaller.
No, they just, I think normally the phrase you hear is, please.
Please.
And, yeah. What was that? Oh, yes. And taller is what Adrian wishes he could be.
Wow.
Now, of course, this does leave out Jen, but we thought bigger, taller, smaller, older was just a weird game. So here we go with the first game then. OK, I want you to arrange these from oldest to newest, and they're going to be Harry Potter films. Oh. And it's Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, and Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. This is going to go to Luke.
Ooh. Was it oldest to newest, sorry, or newest?
Oldest to newest, please.
Okay, I think Goblet of Fire is the oldest.
Okay.
And then Half-Blood Prince, and then Deathly Hallows.
Is the right answer. Hey!
Well done.
You're a wizard.
Well done.
Okay, Joe.
Yes.
Arrange these from shortest to tallest.
Ooh.
The Colosseum, the Trevi Fountain, and the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
I love how Harry Potter compares with that. That's so much harder. The Trevi Fountain is the shortest.
Well, I've asked you to do it from the shortest to the tallest.
So and so the Trevi Fountain is the shortest.
Okay.
Then the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And then the Colosseum.
Okay, so from shortest to tallest, it is the shortest is the Colosseum, then the Leaning Tower of Pisa, and then the Trevi Fountain.
You got that the wrong way around.
No, I'm not, because I'm reading it off the card.
I don't believe the... You're telling me the Trevi Fountain's the tallest out of all three of them?
Yes, I am, yeah. I'm
what
also telling you...
What have you been drinking in Northampton?
Look, they measured it, okay? They measured it, and the Colosseum, the people who run the Colosseum went to court, okay? They tried to defend the fact that they were going to be taller than the Trevi Fountain, but the glove didn't fit on the hands.
Oh, yeah.
And then they was all acquitted.
That's a great punchline, that is. That's a really good punchline. Yeah. You should use that before.
Okay. I would like you to arrange these from longest to shortest.
Oh, that's easy. Okay. The size is, you know, my table. So come on. Is it the longest? Start with the longest.
Longest
one,
to the shortest. Now I'm
8 inches.
No.
That's I'm after 6.
No. No. Not at all. This is all about distance. So Perth to London, Dubai to Los Angeles, and Singapore to New York.
Oh, difficult. So Australia is going to be the longest one, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got from New York to
Singapore. Okay.
And the last one,
Dubai to LA.
Yeah. Let's do this way.
Okay, the correct answer is Singapore to New York is the longest. Perth to London and then Dubai to LA. So there we go.
Almost.
Jenny Wenny.
Hello.
Okay, put these from biggest to smallest. Retro Mike Kennedy, Luke, and... No, I'm joking. That would be too easy. Okay. Put these from biggest to smallest. An emu, an ostrich, or an emperor penguin? From biggest to smallest.
Ostrich.
Right.
Emperor penguin, emu.
Ooh, wrong way around for the centre ones. It's ostrich, emu, emperor penguin. Mm. So you notice how the show's become educational now.
Very much so.
Very good, isn't it? It's very good. Okay, open to anyone. Okay, arrange these from the smallest to the largest. The number of Emmerdale episodes, The number of EastEnders episodes or the number of Coronation Street episodes?
I know the answer to this.
Go on then.
Because I was raised in a family that was addicted to this nonsense. So, smallest to biggest?
Yes, smallest to biggest.
Smallest to biggest, Emmerdale, EastEnders, Coronation Street.
Check out the brains on brand. Well done. That's very good. Okay, another one then. From the largest to the smallest, Titanic, Harmony of the Seas, or RMS Queen Mary. So they're all boats. So largest to smallest.
Harmony of the Seas is the biggest. So you said smallest to largest, didn't you?
I said largest to smallest.
Oh, you did. Okay, yeah. So that one. Then the one that's not the Titanic, I can't remember.
Queen, what RMS Queen?
That one. And then it's Titanic.
Not the Titanic, the largest one.
No, because it was 1912.
They have got bigger since then.
It's the wettest one.
Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet, and that was a huge...
Yeah, they've got even bigger.
Yeah, well, that's... Okay. We're talking about the actual ship itself. Did you know that the Titanic actually still has water in its swimming pool?
Yeah.
Oh. It's true. In actual fact, you're right. Harmony of the Sea, RMS Queen Mary, and the Titanic. It is in that order. Okie dokie. Arrange these from the earliest to the latest. Timothy Dalton. These are all James Bonds, by the way. Pierce Brosnan. Sir Roger Moore.
Roger Moore.
No.
Oh, she's straight.
That was not a real question.
What did you say? Latest.
My name is Roger Moore, yes.
Well, that's, we are too young, so leave the opportunity to Jenny.
Aren't you 40?
Pardon?
You're 40.
I am 30 something.
You're 40. You are not too. You know who Roger Moore
is. I'm in 30s.
And also Timothy Dalton and Pierce Brosnan in your lifetime.
Jen's just put her hand up. I think
I did actually answer.
It's going to be someone's turn to take Jen to the toilet now. She's just put her hand up. She normally just pulls the string that we leave next to her. Go on, Jen.
Roger Moore.
Okay.
Timothy Dalton. Pierce Brosnan.
It is the right answer. Do you want another one?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Arrange these earliest to latest. President Clinton, President Reagan, President Obama.
Reagan, Clinton, Obama.
Yeah.
Well done. Yes, okay.
Sound like you're
I knew
rally.
This one.
Arrange these.
Reagan, Clinton. Yeah. Oh, you want to be a politician?
No, he just wants to meet Monica Lewinsky.
Oh.
Who doesn't? Let's be honest.
I did that.
I do not.
Arrange these from smallest to biggest. Panda bear, brown bear, polar bear.
Panda, brown, polar.
Pandas are small.
Wow.
Yeah.
Panda. How do you know these things?
Polar bears are gigantic.
They are. Have you seen the one in the Natural History Museum?
But does he work there?
Adrian's got on a date with him.
Oh, yeah.
Adrian
biggest
was,
bear.
Adrian was arrested once for being a little bear. Right, I think we'll end it there. I think we'll end that one there.
Our eyes met across the marquee, and I noticed her lovely pair. The owner was a pretty girl with a shock of auburn hair. But my eyes could only see toothpicks, the objects of my desire. And they quickly caused a spark inside, which built to a raging fire. At last, it's time to make my move, and I gently cup them lightly. The smallest squeeze, a tiny lift, I daren't hold them more tightly. The deed is done, my touch confirmed just what I needed to know. I proudly place first place rosettes on the best pair of tomatoes in show.
Okay, it is time now to play a game that I've renamed, actually. I'm now going to call it O Matron.
Oh, matron.
This game is based on the smuttiest of a person's mind.
Oh, goodness me.
I will be giving...
Jen's excited. Jen's ready.
Well, I'll be giving each contestant a series of clues, and they must try to not allow their minds to give a smutty answer, but read between the lines and give me the proper answer. This is a taxing game for contestants, with the exception of Joe. Because for him, it's therapy.
It's good to have restraint.
Okay, you're ready for this. This is a matron. Okay, I'm going to start off with you, Jen. I'm made of rubber. You blow in my hole, one prick, and it's all over.
A balloon.
It is a balloon. Well done.
Wibbly wobbly.
Okay, Adrian.
Oh, I'm sweating. Yeah.
You're going to really...
Sorry, I'll put my clothes back on. Sorry about that. Adrian, I often pull out too late. Okay, now I'm going to ask you the question. So... Okay, now I'm going to start again.
Another one.
Oh, it's the second time I nearly had an aneurysm.
I often pull out too late. I go through dark tunnels. And when I come in, I sometimes blow.
It's a vehicle.
What?
Well, yeah, a vehicle.
Which kind?
It's a train.
Yeah.
Well, yes, it is a train. So I just have to stand up. I just got really bad pain in my... I hesitate.
In your gentleman's region.
Back of my leg. Yes, I need the back of my thigh rubbed. Okay. Okay, this is for Joe.
This is going to be so difficult.
Joe, I only get laid once. I'm full of sticky, thick fluid. I get harder the longer I'm in.
Stop point. What are you doing, Adrian?
Helping you.
Adrian, so for those who cannot see, Adrian is gesticulating.
Yes. We won't tell him what he's gesticulating
to. He's just completely distracted, mate. Could you repeat the question?
Yes. I only get laid once. I am full of sticky, thick fluid. And I get harder the longer I'm in.
Well, my initial thought was myself, but I'm actually going to go with egg.
It is egg. Well done. Yes.
What, Adrian? Why are you pointing at your gentleman business?
So the boss, we are calling it X as well. So I just helped you to explain you. You know.
So weird.
No, it's not. No, it's not that. Okay, Luke. Yes. You wrap your legs around me. You grasp my handle with both hands, and you go up and down on me.
Pogo stick.
No, it was just a request.
Oh,
yeah. So you can,
of course.
Is that 7 o'clock?
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. Brilliant. Okay. Next one, Adrian. I rise up a pole. I am not getting blown. I go limp. I am predominantly hung.
Chew gum.
What?
A what?
A chew gum.
No. Chewing gum.
Chewing gum.
Yeah, chewing gum.
A chewing gum. I rise up a pole. So, well, how does that? I just want to know how your mind works. It's not really the game anymore.
It's not the right answer, is it?
No, it's not. No.
I thought I was so close. So just repeat again, and I'm going to try to find out.
I rise up a pole. I am not getting blown. I go limp. I'm predominantly hung.
Adrian.
Fat.
I like the way that you were prompting and he looked at you and just said fat.
I just went, fat.
The correct answer is flag.
Oh, flag. That's like, yeah, sorry for my English. Yeah, I was thinking of the flag, of course.
Yes, when you said fat.
Fat, flag, yeah.
Just bear with me a second. Just bear with me a second, yeah. I'm just going to go on to Google.
Are you going to translate?
Okay, what flag. Is Hungarian
flag
for flag?
Oh, you know.
Yep, chewing gum. There we are. You got it right. Well done. That's good.
All right, I was a bit far away, but yeah.
Joe.
Yes.
I'm small and hard. I cover your nuts. You have to pull me off before you can eat me.
A kernel. A pistachio peanut kernel.
Nope.
No, but you do. Repeat him.
I'm small and hard.
That's a pistachio kernel.
I cover your nuts.
Is a pistachio kernel.
I don't know, well, hove was a hover your nuts.
A hump?
You have to put me off. No, you have to pull me off before you can eat me.
All three of those apply to the little shell which you open up on a pistachio.
I'm sure.
And if the answer is different, not my fault that I've still got it right.
Disqualified. In actual fact, the answer I'm looking for is a shell.
Yeah, it's a shell.
It doesn't say pistachio on it, does it?
So, it's still a shell.
No, it's
no,
not.
No,
it's not.
A kernel shell.
My sister is Michelle. Doesn't mean that she's a shell, does it? I'm going to take off 1,000 points off Joe, okay? Luke. I'll only ever say this sentence to you under these circumstances. Here we go. When you are in me, you are hot. Oh, wow. And that's my statement for today. No. Yeah. It helps to get my rocks wet.
Mm.
Coming inside makes you sweat. Coming inside me makes you sweat.
Shout out to Finland. It's a sauna.
It is a sauna.
Oh.
Okay, let's do a few.
I love sauna and I don't know.
Here we go, there's a story there.
No.
Okay, let's do a few open to anyone.
Mm.
I go down on you at night. When I beat on you, I make you hot, and I rise in the morning.
The sun.
The sun.
Yeah. It's the sun. Other newspapers are available. I am long and round with a hole in the middle. If you blow me, I can shoot. Some people suck me.
Blow it's straw.
It's a straw. Well, check out the brains on Brad.
Someone woke up.
After you get on top of me, you need to rest. If I'm too short, I leave you hanging. If I'm too soft, I'm useless.
Adrian.
It is Adrian, well done, yes.
No,
excellent. I'm often the first thing you put in your mouth in the morning. When you have finished with me, you spit.
Toothbrush.
Toothpaste.
I'm made to be squeezed into a tight hole. You can pull me off with a single yank, and I help you keep covered up.
Is it the bath plug?
No, it's not.
Oh.
That's a very good answer, though, isn't it?
Squeeze it in a tight hole.
I am made to be squeezed into a tight hole. Not me personally. I mean,
is it? Oh, no.
I prefer caverns.
Canyon.
Ravine.
What are the other two?
Ravine.
What were the other two?
Caverns and ravines. That's all we have. I'd go for sort of like black holes. Anything like that. Anything cavernous.
Glacial valleys.
Mm. Yeah.
Old and dark.
That was Jen's nickname at school.
In geography class.
Okay. The answer is a button.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh.
Okay. We'll leave you one more then. You can play with me in your pocket. I get tossed. If you don't get a head, you will get a tail.
If you don't get a head...
Coin.
It is a coin. Well done,
but
Jenny Wenny.
I'm wondering what you've been doing for the last day in your pockets.
What?
Can't
what?
Smell what we've been doing?
No. I could smell what Luke was doing. He was next to me.
I thought, wasn't that Scampi Crisps?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was Scampi Crisps, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. No, that only originated near Jen.
Jen, for that, you get a prize.
Go on.
Okay.
Is it a bag of Scampi Crisps?
No. By the way, listeners, that is the end of the game. But Jen is going to get a prize out of my prize bag.
Is this the first prize any of us has received in the entire series?
You look nervous, Jen.
That's the one. Okay. So, Jen, this is your prize. It comes all the way from the world in another world called Amsterdam.
Oh.
There we go. So if you open that up now, it's something that's going to be quite practical for you, Jen, I think, to be honest with you. So if you can explain to the listeners what you've got.
Is that one a brush?
Yeah, there's toothbrush. It's a toothbrush.
Oh, it's a toothbrush penis.
Now she's excited by it.
I'm excited now.
Oh, so you laughed so when you good. Thought it was just a toothbrush.
Well, we've got a toothbrush on the game, haven't we?
So there we go. There we go.
Are you going to be brave enough in the morning to touch it, that toothbrush?
Come on.
Come on. Just practice.
Let's be honest. That's the first one she's seen in years.
Oh, that's
that is the biggest.
I'm surprised she recognised what it was.
I don't remember worry. Them being
can
bigger
can be a little bit bigger as well. But
well, toothbrushes.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, let's play another game.
Jealous, aren't you, AJ?
Double Dutch. Double Dutch. Double Dutch.
Okay, this is a game called Double Dutch. Now, I've just recently come back from my holiday in Amsterdam, and I realised that Amsterdam is quite famous for lots of things. Mm. For instance, you go out there, you can enjoy the culture of Amsterdam. You can go to all these different places if you like. And if you go out there and you see Sybil, just tell her she still has my wallet. Mm. And I think I dropped it after the fourth visit. Anyway, I'm not allowed in that museum again. Don't know why. But anyway, what happens is in Amsterdam as well, of course, you got the culture there is that the red light district is quite prominent there. And you can go there and you can look in the window and you can look at a lady in the window. I'm going to say this because it's true. It's not anything too smutty. And you can potentially choose to spend some time with that lady. Okay, if you wanted to. Mm. It costs, I don't know how much it costs. It starts off at 50 euros, then you have to negotiate. But that's what I'm told. And then, you know, you
can... A confession.
You can go... And then you can go into a back room where there's a nice little, like, purple throw, and it's quite dimly lit. I'm assuming. I mean, that's what I'm thinking. And then she'll allow you to, you know, sort of like negotiate different contractual obligations and then fulfill certain needs. But other bakeries are available as well. So if you do see a lady in the window and you want to spend some time with her, just make sure that you definitely got the right window because I got chased for three blocks by the person. I didn't know it was their house. I mean, you know, it's an easy mistake to make.
You really did misunderstand cream pie.
I did, yeah. I did.
Didn't you? Yeah.
Anyway, this is called Double Dutch. And what I want you to do is I'm going to mention some inventions. You've got to tell me whether they're Dutch inventions or inventions at the other side or the other part, another part in the world. Mm-hmm. It's easy as that, yeah? That's all we've got to do. So the first invention is going to be, and this is open for everyone, by the way. You can discuss it as well.
Ooh!
The microscope. Now, is that a Dutch invention or somewhere else?
Somewhere else.
It's somewhere else because I believe, like, are you talking theoretically or in actuality? I'm going to just be a nerd now.
No,
because I believe that was Da Vinci who actually came up with the theory of it.
Oh, do you think so?
Of the microscope.
Okay, okay. What do we think?
I think so. The microscope, it's coming from Hungary.
You think everything comes from Hungary?
Yeah, it's definitely not Dutch thing. Yeah,
okay.
Definitely.
So in actual fact, it is a Dutch thing.
Oh.
Dutch father and son team, Hans and Zacharias Jensen, invented the microscope in the 1590s, and the original prototype was magnified between 3 and 9 times the object size and was used primarily as a novelty item. If you don't believe me, Joe carries one around for his dates.
I do. I do. It really helps.
Yeah. Okay, what about the eye test? Is that Dutch or is that somewhere else in the world?
I mean, does it count if, like, cavemen were there just going, you, that, see? Like, it's arbitrary. What do you mean? Like, the letters on the thing? Or do you just have someone going, is that blurry, mate? Like,
did the cavemen actually have letters that you could see? You, that, see.
You, that, see, tree.
You, that, see, tree. Wow. Just every...
It's a point, though, isn't it?
Well, it's a point. Not a very good one, but it's a point, nevertheless.
What kind of eye test? Are we talking, like, when you go and they, like, they have the little things that flick and it goes red and green and
The eye test, the eye charts, you know.
Oh, the chart. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Does a giant letter A count as an eye chart?
I thought Specsavers invented it.
I thought, yeah, everything's invented by Specsavers.
Okay, what do we think?
Elsewhere.
I mean, I would say here, but I'm outvoted.
No. If you're wearing glasses right now, you might take a moment to thank Dutchman Herman Schneel. Schneel invented the original eye test in 1862. A modern version of this letter chart is still used to diagnose vision problems today, which is a shame, as it would have given Jen more options for dating. Okay, what about the cassette, CD, DVD, and Blu-ray?
All of them?
It must be American.
No.
So physical media, basically.
All physical media?
Just physical.
Sony made all of it. It's all Japanese. It's not everything. Everything, all of it.
I have to Google it right now, but I would say elsewhere.
I'm going to say it's elsewhere because the last two have been Dutch.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Logical.
It is Dutch. Physical media was born in the Netherlands in 1963 or 63 minutes past seven. Dutch gadget giant Philips began the age of mixtapes with the invention of the cassette. Nearly 20 years later, the company replaced it with a CD. When it came time to replace VHS in 1997, or 3 minutes to eight, Philips did that too with the DVD. The company later updated the format to now use the Blu-ray disc.
Wait a minute. You said physical media. What about vinyls?
Amazing. That's what vinyls are. And also as well...
That was in the
vinyls. Vinyls are the discs that you can play music on, Joe.
So it's a... physical media.
Yeah, you didn't ask me that. You just asked me what vinyls were. I just explained what vinyls were. There are also things you can put down on your bathroom floor. So there we are. What about Bluetooth?
Now that is Scandinavia, because Bluetooth, the symbol of Bluetooth, is a runes.
Okay.
That's correct, but...
Yeah.
Bluetooth itself isn't Scandinavian. There's
is it not?
The runic symbol, I'm sure.
Okay. I thought it was actually
from there. It's going to be Dutch.
So are we all saying Dutch then?
I'm not. I'm saying...
Are you all saying Scandinavian?
Yeah? I don't think it's Scandinavian. The symbol is not like Nordic runes.
Okay.
But it's not... I don't think the actual technology of Bluetooth is.
Okay, so you're not saying Scandinavian. You say Scandinavian.
I would say somewhere...
You say Scandinavian?
No.
Jen?
Yes.
You say Scandinavian. In actual fact, it's Dutch. So you're wrong. It's not Scandinavian.
Is everyone bloody Dutch?
it's Dutch. It's not Scandinavian.
Is it actually?
So there we are.
What's his name like? Herman Schneidenschneumann.
So Bluetooth is a staple in modern day technology. It has roots in the Netherlands. And it was in the 1990s, the idea for wireless connectivity between devices was introduced by Dutch engineer Dr. Jaap Hartensen. The Bluetooth capability is available across multiple platforms, one of many technologies companies that found a new home in the Netherlands. Yeah?
Yes.
So not Dutch. With the help of NFIA, what stands for no f-ing idea what that is. In Britain, we invented yellow tooth due to poor personal hygiene. Okay, what about Wi-Fi?
Do you know, that's definitely...
I'm just going to say Dutch.
It's definitely Dutch. It's not going to be, is it? Come on, Luke, you seem to know random things.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Wi-Fi.
Purely because everything else has been, yes, it's Dutch.
I tell you what, I know for a fact Nikola Tesla came up with the theory for that. but didn't popularise it. But nicked his theory for whiffing.
Yeah, you are right. You are right. So I'm going to change my mind. Yeah, so he...
Change your mind? You didn't say anything in the first place.
You didn't say anything at all.
I mentioned Dodge, so now I'm going to say that's definitely...
It was Nikola Tesla.
Serbian, Croatian thing and not... What was that?
Look, I don't know what this Nikola Tesla bird did, yeah? But
where's what's his name? Tim Berners-Lee.
Where was he from?
Britain.
He made Batman and Beetlejuice. Anyway, is Wi-Fi Dutch or not Dutch?
It's not Dutch. I reckon it was made by Tesla.
Okay, it is Dutch.
Oh my God.
Chances are you're reading this blog with the help of Wi-Fi, which means that you're using Dutch invention that defines the 21st century. Network scientists Victor Hayes and Cees Links laid the basis for WaveLAN, which would later become Wi-Fi in Norwegian in the 1990s.
They stole the tech from Tesla, I'm telling you.
Now, hang on. Links ensure that products with wireless technology were developed, for example, by bringing Apple on board, and his wife came up with the name Wi-Fi, or actually, in Norwegian, is Wi-Fi. The father of Wi-Fi, where Links established established as a pioneer in the Internet of Things. These days, we would connect to Wi-Fi to search for answers, and this sounds a lot like Wi-Fi. And when kissed on this, Victor Hayes said it was purposeful, as his wife knows bloody everything. As his wife, he knows everything. See? Mm. So I did. Okay, orange carrots.
Now,
Dutch.
He also has something to say, doesn't he? You know, I'm sorry about this, folks. This is a long episode.
I drink and I knew things.
Okay,
carrots used to be purple.
Yes, purple carrots. I've seen them.
They used to be purple, then okay. William of Orange and his missus became rulers of Britain in the early 18th century. Boom, make them orange. So, orange carrots were because of the Dutch.
Okay, so what... So where were William of Orange from? So where do you say orange carrots come from?
Yeah.
Where?
The Netherlands.
The Netherlands. No, it's actually Dutch. Did you know that before the 17th century, carrots were mostly purple, white, or yellow? It was...
white carrots just a parsnip, Mike. Well,
or my finger. The Dutch royal family, also known as the House of Orange, found orange carrots exquisite and decided to cultivate them in Dutch. Food is still processed in Holland today, with companies from across the world inventing new ways to monitor, harvesting and cultivating crops. Yuck. Can you imagine putting something purple inside you?
Jen.
Okay. What about fair trade?
Yeah, I'm going Dutch.
Are you?
Probably.
All right, I'll pay off then. What do you reckon?
Yeah, Dutch.
Let's know absolutely nothing about it. Probably.
It's going to be Dutch, yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Okay, well, you were right. Yeah, fair trade is Dutch.
There you go.
In 1988, two Dutch fair trade people invented the world's first fair trade label. This exact label will go on to change the way companies bought and distributed goods. Previously, goods were acquired through free trade, but they are now sold and purchased through fair trade organisations. Jen once went to a wife swapping party with her first husband, and her husband exchanged her for a bag of potatoes, which was a fair trade.
Yeah. A fair trade.
Right, so I think it's time to give out a prize for that round. Mm. Mm-hmm. So, Adrian, you answered that question correctly.
Thank you.
What I've decided did so well.
To do, Adrian, is to give you...
Wow, it's
give you that present.
Thing but soft. Can I open it?
You can open it, sir, yes.
Oh,
wow.
I got a nice sock scent. Is it something like a... rainbow?
It is, yes. I'm sorry, but people might think you're gay. Okay, that's the problem we're wearing.
They are quite gay socks.
They are very gay socks. I try to get you more heterosexual socks, like I wanted, but I'm told if you turn it the other way, it's not a
it
rainbow
says
anymore.
Cotton as well, cotton and ketoin. Oh yeah, that's the Dutch language. Sorry,
yeah,
sorry.
They're not the flavour.
It's a really good material. I just want to explain, you guys. Is anyone it? Of you want to touch it? Touch it, please.
I'll touch it.
Can I just say for the listeners,
socks.
He's referring to the socks.
I think this is actually the safest time to be
Don't
touching these
it,
socks.
Please, it's not a used one.
These are the safest time to touch these socks before they're ever used.
I do think that Luke answered the question very well there.
Oh.
So, Luke, I've got you an extra present all the way from Dutchland.
Oh, thank you very much.
So you can have a look at that. And I know how you like sweet things.
Boys first sweet.
What's that?
I don't know if I can say what it is.
So it's something that's, it's a lollipop.
A female gentleman's region.
It's a lollipop in the shape of Amsterdam tourist information center.
Yeah, I think that about
tourist information.
So I thought you could certainly enjoy that.
Yeah,
when you're on your own. Uh-huh. So, yeah. Kind of works well.
What flavour is it? You sure it's not? It's sort of scampi.
I'm going to describe. It's a pink colour, so that can be like. Mm.
Okay, and Joe.
Like, yes.
I'm got anything for you. okay.
Let's move.
Let's play another game.
The truth is not yours. It's not for you to say. The truth is with the others.
Okay, it's time to play Truth Bomb. In this game, contestants will have to vote on the likelihood of who would do something. For instance, who would be the most likely to get arrested? The answer would be Joe. Who would be the first to die? The answer is Jen. Who would be the first to die while riding a horse dressed as a unicorn, wearing a banana costume and wearing rainbow socks? This would be Adrian. So in this game, this is a discussion game, and you need to discuss and decide amongst the four of you who is more likely to this to happen to or this to do.
Nice.
Okay. So whose funeral would have the smallest attendance?
Definitely me, because everybody I know is
dead. Already
that's
dead.
That's a good point.
That's actually, yeah, I mean, that just nails it.
Yep.
Doesn't it?
I think that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's
got to be.
Yeah, everyone Jen knows is already dead. So it's definitely Jen. Okay, who's most likely to get upset playing bad people?
Playing bad people? What, was it like performing?
Yeah.
Who'd get upset when, what, in a play?
Look. Rip that one up. We'll never see it again, okay?
That was just a bit confusing.
If we were all stand-up comedians, who would get the least amount of laughs?
Ooh.
Retro
Give me back your lollipop.
And he'll lick it once and return it again. Sloppy second.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Who would it be?
I think actually Adrian, because of the language barrier.
That's I a think very Adrian, practical reason.
Adrian would be like
funny. Yeah,
I think Adrian, because he talks more about cotton than the colour of his socks.
No, I think Adrian would get confused with the words and the punchline, wouldn't he? It's a television. No, not television. No, that's a word like television. It's a
it's
horse.
Yes, it's horse.
Thank you guys, thank you.
So maybe it will be Adrian. Okay. Who is most likely to create a scam business?
Joe. Oh, definitely. 100%.
Doesn't even need discussion.
Not much of a discussion.
I've contemplated them so many times. How easy would it be? I wouldn't scam you.
Who is most likely to sell out their family and friends for fame?
Joe.
Hello. I'm not even going to do that. It's bang on, really.
Who is most likely to commit a hit and run?
It's me, yeah.
Yeah, probably. I've been in the car with Joe. It's terrifying.
But you loved it.
It was good.
We only drove 10 feet.
I know. I'm still recovering.
Who is most likely to follow through on a revenge plot?
Oh, yeah. If you said follow through, it's Jen on a revenge.
I'm sorry if I paused between that. Okay, what about whose face looks most like an animal's face?
Luke's, because he looks very bear-like right now. Yeah.
He does look like a bear, doesn't he?
Yeah. I'll
like
take that.
And he's really hairy, so I checked.
And he's really hairy. He looks like a bear, and he's really
hairy. And his chest, you know.
Later.
Oh, sorry. You got a girlfriend. Oh, sorry.
Maybe not after this.
We're going to just cut it off this part.
Okay, who would be the worst reality TV show star?
The worst one.
Yeah.
It's Jenny, definitely.
Jenny?
What's your rationale?
Why would you say that?
It'd be too boring.
Yeah. No, I just can't, you know, you have to do some nice things. I'm just thinking about the Naked Attraction, you know, TV shows.
That was the one that popped into your head, was Naked Attraction and Jen on it.
Yeah. It's not Halloween yet, is it?
Yeah, isn't it? The only problem is they'd have to move the camera further down in order to get to it.
Who would be?
Sorry. They wouldn't move it, would they? Because it would all be in the same shot.
Do, do, do. There she is.
Who would be the worst phone sex operator?
Whoa, this is it.
Definitely, I think me, because I'd just laugh all the time.
That is true. You would just get the giggles.
I think Joe, I don't know. I think Adrian.
I can be professional. I was working for customer services. Hello.
What, doing that?
Dudley Cancel, Adrian speaking. How can I help you today?
Are you touching yourself?
And that was my job. So don't say I'm going to be the worst one. I can do like...
Well, it's hello. Because... Are you take up the tutus? You know what? Are you take up your tutus? Well, I don't understand what you're saying, mate.
I can turn on
look,
people.
My wife's going to be home in 4 minutes. Can you just press on? Take up your tutus and put them bit.
Would you like a cup of tea?
No, just that.
Really? Do you have a sausage?
Really?
Okay, I can accept, but I can do my job problem just is, to try it, and I'm going to just show
if
you.
If I did it, there'd be no foreplay. I'd just be like, right, here we go.
And if you're going to call me, if I'm going to work for that call center, let's say call center, and if you're going to phone me, I'm just going to get a ray. I'm not talking.
Get a ray.
Okay. So who's most likely to appear on the no-fly list?
For what reason, though? That's the
Well, you can look around the room. There's lots of reasons yet, I think. I think there's a plethora of reasons available.
Is this for any country as well?
Where's the no-fly list?
No-fly list is anywhere. That's in the realm of bin
one
Laden.
One of these two.
It's going to be either Joe or Adrian.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Maybe we could collude. It would make it more interesting.
Last couple then. Who is most likely to purchase a mail order wife or husband?
Joe.
No, what about Adrian?
No, definitely Joe.
No, someone would buy you.
And who was the last? Who's the last person that me would like to be trapped in an elevator with?
The last person.
The last person.
Oh.
Jen, because of the pungency.
The smell.
Yeah, the scampi fries come back again.
I think you're right. I think out of all of you, it would be Jen because of her bladder problem.
Yes.
And I can't swim.
That's very true. Sure. Very, very true.
So there we are. That was Truth Bomb. Shall we play our final game?
Mm.
Okay, our final game for today is Busta Rhymes.
Hey!
This game is based on my good friend and rapper, Busta Rhymes. In this game, the contestants will have to guess the answer from a given clue and give it to me as a rhyme. I mean the answer, nothing else. Incidentally, team, did you know that Busta Rhymes and I recently got into rapping myself, you know? Isn't it strange how random 1980s... rap songs will start playing in your head for no reason. I guess because it's like that and that's just the way it is. Incidentally, did you know that Busta Rhymes is theatrically trained in silent theatre and has a theatre company called Busta Mimes?
No.
Yeah, it does.
Really?
This is after he had a failed clock repair shop called Busta Chimes. So, there we are. Okay, so here we go then. I'm going to start with you, Joe, today.
Yes.
Shakespeare's star-crossed lovers are enjoying a long loaf of French bread.
Romeo and Juliet are munching a baguette.
Well done. Mm. Okay, Adrian. Martial arts superstar from Enter the Dragon is grabbing a plastic disc that has been thrown in the air.
What's that? I'm just focusing on them because they started to...
That's just Joni's toilet.
Hi-yo.
Hi-yo, we're back to farmers again, Joe.
Again, please, because, you know, not everyone on the same level.
Martial arts superstar from Enter the Dragon is grabbing a plastic disc that has to be thrown through the air.
Frisbee.
Yes.
And who's the what's the name of the plane you go through the air in? It would be a
helicopter.
That's not a plane.
I don't even know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
What's the name of the engine that goes on the plane?
An engine, a propeller.
Engine.
No, the one that goes.
I know what he means.
Yeah. How are you? This is like earlier on with the glove. How do you not get?
The answer is Bruce Lee catching a frisbee.
I thought Jet Li.
Jet Li's not an Enter the Dragon.
No, it wasn't. Oh yeah.
Well, I initially thought Jackie Chan. I was like, that's the one with frisbee.
I thought Steven Seagal.
Right, on to Jenny, winnie. A person who drives a Formula One cars for a living still needs to pay me back the £5 I lent him.
I love how you're looking at me as a Formula One fan. A Formula One... What?
A person who drives a Formula One car for a living still needs to pay me back for the £5 I lent him.
£5 I lent him?
Driver owes you a fiver?
Yeah, race car driver owes me a fiver.
Oh, I was thinking,
Luke, Prime Minister, who loves running around in fields of wheat, is doing an impression of a horse.
Theresa May, nay?
Yes. Theresa May is saying nay.
That sounds like the worst pornography I've ever heard. Nay.
But she say it very poshly.
Nay.
Okay, Joe.
Yes.
A big... rubbery toy with a face and handles that you bounce on is piloting a helicopter.
Space hopper. Chopper.
Flying a chopper.
A chopper.
If you're going to play the game, play it properly. You're going to make this show look a bit amateur and there's no rules or anything. Okay. Adrian, the most famous man to jump over buses on a motorbike is pretending to be a knight from the olden days.
The most
Adrian,
famous.
What's the opposite of good?
So,
what's the opposite
how are you
of good?
Explain the second.
The bad.
So, no. What's this is going to be really hard, right? What's really bad?
Divorced.
Yeah, but think of a leader who is the worst.
Well,
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, exactly. You think, but I totally disagree. So
yes.
I'm going to go to.
Okay, I want to get home tonight. So, Evel Knievel, acting medieval is the answer. Jane, on to you.
Sorry.
Aquatic ball bouncing. Ball bouncing.
Aquatic.
Sorry, balls. My screen went off. Then I was reading my diary. I apologise.
Did you bounce your balls on it?
That's my Saturday appointment. Aquatic ball balancing mammal is munching on a circular chocolate and marshmallow bar from the 70s.
Circular what?
Is it a seal? No, it's not.
Wop, wop.
Say again, please.
So, aquatic ball balancing animal is munching on a circular chocolate and marshmallow bar from the 70s.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's a seal eating a wagon wheel.
Hey.
Well done indeed, yes. Okay, this is open to anyone now. Famous French character made from pneumatic tyres really needs to get some colour from the sun.
Michelin Man gets his own dad.
Yep. The penny pinching man from Christmas Carol is sliding down a track made of ice on a tray.
Scrooge doing the luge.
Well done.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That was great. The
girl who fell down the rabbit hole is now in my basement. Right, next one. Cartoon sailor who thrives off can of spinach is all dressed up wearing a fancy cravat with two loops.
Popeye.
Wearing a bow tie. Well done. Okay, lamp-dwelling mythical being that has the power to grant wishes is wearing a two-piece swimming costume.
Genie bikini!
The Joker's deranged girlfriend was born physically attached to identical sibling.
Harley Quinn...
Siamese twin.
Disney team effort, baby.
Disney Chinese heroine is going out with Wendy's ex, the boy who never grew up.
Say that again, bro. I don't know why it was so funny for me and Luke.
I love Chinese heroine.
It's going to be Mulan.
Jackie Chan.
Mulan and Jackie Chan. There's another film that needs to be made.
It's Chinese heroine.
Mulan is dating Peter Pan. Okay, last few then. The Silit Bang Man is decaying like an old mouldy vegetable.
The Silit Bang Man? Banging the dirt is gone. Hi, I'm Barry Scott. And this is Silit Bang. So it's Barry Scott, apricot.
No.
What was the second part?
No, you're thinking about your dodgy films again. No. The Silit Bang Man is decaying like an old mouldy vegetable.
Barry Scott.
Starting to rot.
Well
Starting
done.
To rot. Yes, Jennington.
James Bond is laying low in the cream tea county that borders Cornwall.
007 in Devon.
Well done. Nice. Last one then. A very large and live calamari has lost out on eBay to someone who's paid more money.
Squid. Flair.
Some highest bid.
Highest bid. Squid and highest bid. Yes, bro.
Right, well done, bro. We got all street now, haven't we? This is now the street retro question.
Street retro question.
Right. Okay.
Makes it sound like
that's
a
it. That's
like
the end of the game. And I can reveal that I do have something for Joe.
Oh, it's a double surprise. The surprise of not having it.
Surprise of having it.
So.
Oh, wow.
Bigger than ever.
Joe.
Oh, goodness me.
Do you want me to pass that?
Yes, if you can, please. Thank you.
What is this?
Okay, Joe.
Oh, goodness me. Oh, wow. Ooh. Well, this is going to be interesting. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know how you liked a ventriloquist act, so I got you a ventriloquist. I think it's a dinosaur.
It is, but
it seems only to
by the veins.
But I don't know why. But it only has one eye. But it's still never mind.
It looks a bit like a Muppet, but an X-ray is one.
Yes.
Adrian, what do you think?
No, you have to.
Did you get the Did you get the other thing in the bag though?
Yeah. There's another.
Yeah, I got it. It's right at the bottom of the bag. Just there. Oh, there we are. Right, okay. So, that's the end of the game. It's the end of the show for today. And I can reveal that...
I love it.
That the winner of today's game is a Mr. Savile from the BBC. Yeah, okay, look, there's no...
Oh, you mean Terry?
There's no winners. Yeah, Mr. Seville. Okay, yeah, that's fine. I'm seeing him later. So, okay, that's the end of the show. Thank you all for listening in again. From myself, Retro Mike Kennedy, from Luke, from Joe, from Adrian, and from Jenny Wenny. We wish you all a very good night. God bless, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are, auf Wiedersehen. And we'll see you all again. See you all again next time.
Bye.
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 Ciao.
wish you all the best. God bless and good night. Now bugger off.